I was talking to a client earlier this week, and they're in the middle of rolling out this funnel that I have been working with them on to really make it sing before we roll it out. And most of the stats throughout the funnel were looking good. We were looking, and I'm not going to share specific stats, but we're looking through things like the gross revenue and the earnings per click and the number of sales and the average order value and the front end of conversion and like all these things. And we're running through all the stats, and things are looking good. Like if they compare it to other promos that they would run, either other people's that they do JV or affiliate deals with, or their own internal ones, the stats are looking good. And at the same time, one of the reasons that I love working with this client is they don't just say, it's good, let's run with it. They say, okay, this is good, and how can we take this to the next level? How can we make this bigger? How can we make this so that we can generate significantly more revenue profits from this? And part of the reason I like working with a client like that is because I'm also getting paid royalties. I have a royalty arrangement with them such that for every dollar of revenue generated through this promotion, that I'm getting a portion of that dollar back for me. And so the more revenue that they can generate with my copy, the more royalties I earn, and it incentivizes me to find every little way to improve all the numbers that need to be improved so that they can make this an even bigger winner. And we have reached a point with this where, yes, it's important to look at like big conversion rate optimization, but the opportunities at this point in the process are as much in what I call micro conversion rate optimization, micro conversion rate optimization, as they are looking at some big conversions. So that's what I want to share with you today, and how it can make such a huge difference in the overall success of your marketing funnels, your marketing campaigns, your promos, your ads, whatever it is. So let's dive into that today. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay, so here's what you need to understand before we get into this, and maybe I'm talking basics to you, but a tiny difference in the economics of a funnel can be huge for the bottom line. So let's say that you have a promotion where for every $2 that you spend to bring someone into the funnel, that you're getting $2.50 in revenue. So every $2 click or whatever is worth $2.50 in revenue. Well, what you're looking at there, and this is reflective, these numbers are reflective of an information product, a knowledge product, where the cost of fulfillment is very low. Of course, it could be, you know, that 2.5 could be your product margin as opposed to whatever, right? But basically, we're generating $2.50 in revenue for every $2 in visitor cost. That's 50 cents margin, right? And okay, I'll, you know, if you want to pay me 50 cents every minute of the day, I'll take 50 cents every minute of the day. But what happens if you change that to $3 in revenue for every $2 per visitor that you spend to get them there? So you spend $2 on a click, and suddenly instead of $2.50, you're getting $3 in revenue. Sweet. Well, suddenly you have a dollar margin per $2 invested, which is actually double the, we'll call this profits, right? We'll call this profits. It's double the profits with a, it's like a 20% increase in the revenue being generated. Now, here's the thing though. When you double the margin with that 20% increase in the revenue being generated, it doesn't just mean that you're going to make double the profits. It does if you don't change the way that you approach things at all. But the way that For example, the advertising algorithms work. If you're able to spend just a little bit more than your competitors, suddenly you can have 10x the traffic opportunities. If you're able to generate a little bit more revenue for your JV and affiliate partners, suddenly you have a whole bunch more people, maybe 10x the number of people who are willing to mail for you. And so these little incremental changes can add up to way more profits, not just because you're making more profits per visitor, but because you're able to get a whole lot more visitors with a campaign that's performing just a little bit better. And so in this campaign with this client, like, we've run through a couple iterations of, you know, the lead and the main message of the promo and how the offer is positioned and all of that. We've run through a lot of the big changes that we can make. And so we were saying, like, what's the next step? What's the next step to find a bigger opportunity in this? And one of the things that, well, basically in the course of this conversation, in order to find out what the next step that we're going to do was going to be, we started looking at all the stats. So we looked at all the stats throughout the funnel and, okay, you know, people are arriving at this page, they're arriving at the front page, which in this case, they're going straight to a video sales letter page. And then how many people actually click play on the video and how does that compare to some past numbers? How many people are still engaged with the video at the point where the price is revealed and how does that compare to, you know, past promos? And then how many people get to the order form page and how does that compare? And once you're at the order form page, how many people are actually placing the order? And then, you know, how many people are buying upsell one and upsell two and how many people are buying the order form bump? And, you know, all of those stats, we're looking at it, looking at the stats on the page, we're looking at video views, we're looking at the big conversion rate numbers, all of that. And one of the things that so initially we're just saying, oh, well, we need more front-end buyers. Like, the more front-end buyers you get in general, the more successful a promo can be. We need more front-end buyers. We need a higher front-end conversion rate. But as we're looking, okay, so when people arrive on the page, maybe the video view rate could be improved by a couple percent. Probably not a big difference. Maybe the engagement all the way through the video up to the offer could be improved by a few percent. Maybe not a big difference. Like, maybe we could test something that would double the conversion rate and that would be awesome, right? But there, we've gone through a couple iterations of big tests that could make a big difference. But then we got to that point where we looked at the order form conversion rate. Now, typically an order form is just like, oh, let's recap the offer and give them the ability to fill out the information and all is good. But what we looked at was that this particular order form, this particular version that we created, ended up performing at about 70% of their benchmark for order forms. So when we looked at other order forms that they have, this one was performing at about 70%. So for every 10 people who should have completed their order when they arrived on that, based on their benchmark numbers, hey, only 7 out of 10 were completing it. And honestly, like, when you look at a funnel and you find something like this, like, even if we just brought this up to benchmark, we're gonna have this huge, like, 30%, it's actually a little higher than 30%, like 35% boost in convert or in stats for this funnel. Suddenly, just fixing the order form, not making it perform better than expected, but just fixing it could be enough to turn this thing into a big winner. And like, when you think about, oh, what is generating that front end conversion, you're probably thinking about things like, oh, we need to test the lead and we need to do this. You don't necessarily think about the order form as the thing that needs to happen. But this order form it's a micro conversion. Like, people have already said, yes, I'm interested. Like, take me to the place where I just finished my order, right? And if we can take that micro conversion to get them to complete the order form and click submit, if we can make that more effective, that could be enough of a boost to just give us a big winner. And it's worth paying attention to things like this because every little step in your promotion matters. Is someone taking the desired action? So like when I look at video view metrics, I'm looking at where people are falling off on the video views. I'm looking at that kind of stuff. I'm looking at how many people actually engage with the video from the beginning versus, and there's always gonna be a drop off, like people that press play and they're like, nope, I'm out of here, right? But is that drop off bigger than it should be? Are there places in the video where the viewership just drops, like where said something to turn someone off, you know, things like that. Are people actually clicking through from that page to the order form page? Are people, you know, converting well on the order form page? Like, what are all the little conversions? What are all the desired actions that we need someone to take in order to become a customer throughout this? And what can we do to increase that rate? What can we do to increase the conversion rate of people at these different steps? And then you just break it down and you say, if you're doing this from scratch, like as part of the launch, you're gonna have a hypothesis and you're gonna say, oh, this is going to be our best approach to doing this. Okay, but maybe the hypothesis doesn't necessarily work, right? So we're going to hypothesize a different version. So if we make this change and this change and this change and this change to this particular page, is it going to change the actions that somebody takes? And that may not actually be the purchase action. Like the big conversion number that you're measuring for the acquisition is how many people show up on the video sales letter page and how many people complete the order form and click the submit button on the order form, right? There's a lot of steps in between there. And like I said, every little step matters. So you break it down and you hypothesize, okay, if we change the introduction, the lead to the video sales letter, that could be something that is a micro conversion that is getting more attention throughout the sales letter. And that actually gets us higher conversions. But maybe it doesn't. Maybe that's not the secret. Maybe that's not the thing that we need to do. Maybe the thing that we need to do is the micro conversion of they've already indicated interest. And so they get to the order form. And how can we get those people to actually complete the order form and click that submit button more. And you look at this big conversion rate of how many people showed up and how many people click the order form completion button. Okay, that is a conversion rate. But if you can optimize, if you can improve different steps along the way, you have opportunities to grow your big conversion rate in ways that you may not necessarily be able to do if you're just always focusing on big conversion rate. What's the obvious part of the big conversion rate? So you hypothesize, okay, this thing is making a difference. You create a test version and you measure the results and then you learn whether your hypothesis was right or not. Like, oh, we need to take these elements out of the order form, or we need to change these elements on the order form, or whatever, right? You make a hypothesis, you create the test version, and you measure the results, and you figure out what works best and what doesn't. And you are always measuring, is someone taking the desired action or not? And, you know, is what we're doing actually increasing the rate of people taking the desired action when they arrive at this step. Now, you always want to start at the top of the funnel because that's where you have the most traffic and it's easiest to get the most data up front. And then when you get more conversions, for example, you get more conversions from more people engaging with the video sales letter and they're getting deeper into the funnel, then you're suddenly able to test deeper into the funnel because you have more people arriving there and it's easier and faster to get the kind of statistical significance that you need to say, I can actually use this data to make a decision about what to do going forward. And all of this is about smart testing and like understanding testing inputs and understanding that hey, you need to test important conversion points and you need to test big changes. So, you know, there, if you're just testing, for example, a comma in a headline, you may need thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of people to see that headline before you start to get a difference that actually matters in terms of statistics. But you may look at something and you may say, okay, does this having a picture here versus not having a picture here matter? Or does having a picture of a man versus a picture of a woman matter? Like those are pretty big and obvious changes, right? Or a completely different headline idea could matter, right? Or where do you introduce the price in a promo? That could matter. What is the guarantee? What are the guarantee terms? Like there are big changes that you want to test first because they're going to make a bigger difference. And the bigger difference that you have between test version A and test version B the quicker it's going to be for you to get statistical significance and to be able to make smart decisions based on that. But then you have to look again, like it's not just about what's the total conversion rate of the funnel. It's what are the different parts and how can we measure whether people are taking the desired action, and then use that starting at the top of the funnel, so where we have the most traffic, use that to optimize that flow of people throughout the steps of your funnel to get the eventual breakthrough to the big campaign that you are desiring, that you're trying to create. Now, I know that a lot of my audience is copywriter entrepreneurs, not necessarily people who are like testing experts. What I do want to tell you is that actually understanding the technology, like the platforms of testing, is not that difficult. And in fact, people with a decent amount of testing expertise can create test versions for you without real, like in ClickFunnels, it's super easy. Like you just create test version of this page and it creates two versions, et cetera, right? And most testing software is similarly pretty easy, but the ability to actually create a test, like to create version A and version B and run them against each other and plug the numbers into a statistical significance calculator, that is the least valuable part of marketing testing. The most valuable part of marketing testing is being able to ask the right questions and to understand those testing inputs and what difference they make when you're actually going to be testing different things, and how to create effective testing inputs to get data that matters, right? Like people can track the data and all of that and run it through calculators, whatever. That's the easy stuff. Being able to create a version B that's going to increase your conversion rate by 20%, 30%, and give you that variation that is allowing you to optimize the total funnel, that is way more valuable. And if you do want to learn more about that, I did create training called The Scientific Path to Increasing Profits. I'll include a link in the description. It's part of the BTMS Insiders training library where you pay one low monthly fee and you get access to all of it. It's one of those like deep in the catalog things that's super valuable and probably doesn't get nearly as much attention as it should. But for something like this, like this could make the difference between a funnel that kind of, you know, it does a few hundred thousand dollars and fizzles out, or it goes on to make multiple millions of dollars for the client just based on, you know, being able to optimize the important conversion point, the micro conversion, doing that micro conversion rate optimization. And you have to understand testing and understand like the whole process of testing and especially testing input design to be able to make those differences. So I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Why don't you tap like if you like the idea of improving conversion rates and making more money from your marketing. Leave a comment below if you have experience with testing and if maybe you're already testing micro conversions or if this has given you new insights and perspectives into that. And also make sure you subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. You can also go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com, sign up for my daily emails Monday through Friday, get new episode notifications and more exclusive content from email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. This is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. You know, I always aim for 10 out of 10 value. You can also leave a comment and let me know if I've delivered here. And I look forward to seeing you again in the next episode. I will see you soon. Bye. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.